broken their arm or leg or anything like that. Just one or two, yes. You broke your ankle. Plaster cast? Oh, yes, the lot. Let's really go for it. Yes, and of course, when you've got a plaster cast on or something like that, everybody knows that you've damaged yourself. And they may make rude comments, but they're more likely to make sympathetic sounds because they can see that something is not right. If you're those of you who are men here will remember when you were boys that it was great to have grazed knees. You know, you'd show them your shorts. You know, maybe the girls too, yes, they might have done the same thing. But it was a physical, you could see something was wrong. Which you can't always see when something is wrong inside. I had appendicitis on the outside when I was about 10 or 11. I had appendicitis on the outside, I looked just like I always look. Except I was in a lot of pain. But the doctor, on examining me, knew what was wrong. There was something wrong inside. We had a little dog, a West Highland Terrier, called Jasper. Yeah, okay. He was called Jasper. Poor little chap. My father took him out for a last thing at night walk. Therefore, it was dark. He saw a cat, not my father, the dog saw a cat on the other side of the road, dashed out, bam, hit by a car. My father picked up Jasper, brought him into the house, we got, rang up the vet and said, bring him in. We went in the car. He looked, you wouldn't have thought anything was wrong with Jasper. He looked just the same, but he died on the way to the vets. He got a ruptured spleen. Another example, when I was in Brazil, I was looking after a church in a place called Horizontina, which was a long way from where I lived. I'd go there every other weekend. And so the vicarage was not being lived in by me, but so it was hired out. One day, a gas cylinder that they were using exploded and set the whole house on fire. And the family got out that was living there. But one of them was definitely affected and had to go into hospital. I went to see him, visited him. Two or three days later, he died. He looked all right on the outside. He didn't have burn marks or anything like that. But the smoke that he'd inhaled had ruined, it had burned his lungs. So inside, there was deep, deep hurt, which brought about his death. Do you know, one of the biggest lies that's proclaimed in the whole world, and that we probably, our parents said to us, come on, be strong, is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. How many people have been hurt by words? I mean, we've all been hurt by words, haven't we? And they go right through our defences. Some people say, oh, she's very thick-skinned, but we're not really. Some people say something really horrible and say, I was only joking, that doesn't count. I couldn't find it. There's a verse in Proverbs which says that just doesn't cut any ice. Someone who curses someone and then says, oh, I was only in jest. I was only joking. It doesn't cut any ice. Words are incredible. We know the power of the tongue. It can be very good. It can be amazing, fantastic. You do a huge good amount of good. It may not be the strongest muscle in the whole of the body, like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, but it is possibly, I would say, the most powerful because of what it can do. As I say, it can do so much good. God created the world. He said, let there be, he said, let there be light, let there be trees, let there be flowers, let there be birds of the air. Let, he said, and it was so. It was so. Tremendously strong for good power of the words. Jesus himself spoke his Father's words. And people noted it. They said, all spoke well of Jesus and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. He spoke well. No one ever spoke the way this man does, people said. Simon Peter said to Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Words are incredibly powerful. Just in that reading we've had from Mark chapter 8, Peter says, you are the Christ. And Matthew gives us a slightly longer version. He says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Wonderfully affirming, strengthening words. But the tongue can be used to do so much damage as well, can't it? Somebody once said, I don't like spreading gossip, but what else can you do with it? Well, I tell you what you can do with it. You keep mum. You don't spread it. You keep quiet. We watch the way we use language. Think of those people who use a lot of swear words. Now, I say that like that because they're not always swearing. They're just using swear words. There are people... many of us will know who I'm talking about when I say Brian Blessed. Big man, big beard. And he's almost every other word seems to be a swear word. He seems to think it's funny. But actually, it really, you know, it lowers him. Certainly in my estimation, I think in most people's estimation. When comedians on the comedy program, they swear and swear and swear, it doesn't make them any funnier. It lowers them in our estimation. There's one group on Facebook that I've withdrawn from because they were using swear words completely unnecessary. It was the thing that was too much for me. He said something. Do you remember the old televisions? You know, where you had to get up and switch it on and switch it off and change channels. Yeah, he said, yes, I do. I was the blanky blank remote. Why did he use a swear word in that? Didn't add anything to it. I was too much for me. Got rid of it. And we can use words too sometimes to persuade ourselves to do things which are wrong. We know they're wrong, but they say, well, everybody does it. Or, I deserve a break. I'm off duty. I'm only human. We use words to excuse ourselves for doing wrong, which we know is wrong. And the tongue, too, it can build up relationships, but my goodness me, it can destroy them. How it can destroy them. At work, a friendship, a friend at school and I, we used to be rude about each other. In play, but you know, after a time, we realized we had to stop because we were beginning to hurt each other. Words can wreck a marriage. We know that. They can build it up, but they can wreck a marriage. You're useless. Oh, you don't cook like my mother, for example. You just don't know anything. You're stupid. Hurt and hurt and hurt. I read, as I was preparing for this, statistics. In a good relationship, for every one negative comment, there are 5.6 positive comments. I don't know how they work that out. But when there's that relationship in work, in a friendship, in marriage, 5.6 positive comments to every one negative comment. And that builds the relationship up. Where there's divorce, for every 3 positive comments, there are 4 negative comments. In words, the tongue can ruin a relationship. And a good old tongue doesn't seem to get any older, does it? We may not be able to run 100 meters in 10 seconds. Well, I've never been able to do that. But we may not be able to do physically the things we used to do. Sometimes Those who are really evil as young people, they are physically incapable of doing those evil acts as they get older, but they can still talk. Our tongue doesn't seem to get any older, does it? We can hurt just as deeply at 100 as we could at 10, 20, 30, 40, or whatever. Our tongue, it's amazing. And the terrible thing is that good and bad words come from the same tongue. Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus explained what that meant, and Peter rebuked him. Bad words came out of Peter's mouth. The same tongue that built up Jesus, then brought him down. "You're rotten." What happens? James gives the illustration. You can't get salt water and fresh water from the same source. Let's imagine that you could get fresh water and salt water when you turned on the tap, from the same tap at the same time. What would it taste like? What would the water coming out of the tap taste like?
Salty.
It would taste of salt, exactly. And if we use our tongue badly to run people down, to swear, to spread gossip, to lie, if we use our tongues wrongly, then it colours everything else. In one of the translations from James, it says it stains. You have a white shirt or something, and you put it in for washing with a small red handkerchief. We know what could well happen. One small thing spreads out. Paul, just to finish with, Paul reminds us, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. He reminds us too, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. I'd like to finish with a prayer from a psalm. May we bow our heads to pray. And may we make this prayer our own. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.